Okay, today's daf is Menachas daf Tzadik Vav. Tzadik Vav. And again, this week's shiurim is sponsored in loving memory of Walter Weiss by his son Daniel Weiss, whose Walter Weiss's yahrzeit is this week. Okay, Tzadik Hei Amid Beis, we are up to the two dots. And we're talking about the Lechem Apanim and the Shtei HaLechem, when they are prepared. Are they prepared before Shabbos, on Shabbos? Are they all the different processes? And we mentioned a difficult Shitas of Rambam that that the Achronim pick up on, just to remind the Tzibur of the Rambam holding that the Kli Shareis is Midos HaYavish Armakadesh, and yet the Afiyah is not done on Shabbos. That was a problem that the Achronim had to deal with. We saw the Chafetz Chaim and other Achronim tried to work out exactly how one could bake it without leading to the problem of Lina. Okay, that was yesterday's discussion. So let us... Oh, that's what I wanted to start off with. Kashav Arach. So the Gemara said that when Rava heard the question on the Mishnah in two places, he said that, a very Kasha Kabarzel Adam asked me a question that was Kasha Kabarzel. That was Rava, right? Hiksha Adam Kasha, Shu Kasha Kabarzel, Amanu Rav Sheshes. Right, and Rantosu says right here, Shu Kasha Kabarzel, Shevach Hu L'Tamidei Chachamim. It's a shevach to a Tamar Chacham, Kidamar Parakama de Tainus, like it says in Tainus, called Tamar Chacham, Shed a Kasha Kabarzel, ain't a Tamar Chacham. Any Tamar Chacham that is not Kasha Kabarzel is not a Tamar Chacham. It's got to be Kasha. The problem is there are other Chazals as well. There are other Chazals that you would think Kasha Kabarzel is not such a great shevach, not such a great midah. Should be soft of letting things slide. Zadi put together Kasha Kabarzel and being soft. So one could say Kasha Kabarzel is when you have to stand up to the faith and when there's a Chilul Hashem. Gemara says B'makam she'ein ish Chilul Hashem in Chalkon Kavod L'Rav. While being soft applies to interpersonal, not taking things personally. So that's the pashas. You have to know when to use these midos. But the Asraf Sir in here in the Magalias Hashas quotes another pshat. He says, "V'nirli b'derech acher t'ine yadua t'kol shekol nivra murka midal yisodos." As we know, the medieval ages they believed that there are four yisodos that made up every nivra: Eish, Mayim, Ruach, and Afar. The four: fire, water, Ruach, wind, and earth. Hine haka'as ba miyasod ha'eish mizgaber. Anger comes from Eish. Somebody gets heated. Somebody gets burned up inside. Vihine anu roim. And we see shahabarzel shehu echa miyasar dvarim kashim shidivra ba'olam. Barzel, iron, when it's put into fire, even though it's one of the dvarim kashim, what happens when it comes into the eish misrachich? Right, it softens. V'hine teva tamar chacham v'adam gadol im lufamim koes v'tzog neged ovri aveira. If tamar chacham or an adam gadol gets angry at ovri aveira, hopefully if he's a true tamar chacham, if he sees that he's getting to kaas, so what happens? Az tekefu misrachich v'cholun tosu l'chol sadim. He automatically, naturally becomes softer because he's trained himself that even though as the fire starts, his kasha kabarzel feelings that he's giving the tochacha and he's getting angry will memela soften and he will be able to stay in control. That's what Tosas means. Shevachu l'tamid chacham shukasha kabarzel, aval pishehu kasha, aval enu kasha rak kabarzel. He's kasha, but he's kabarzel, meaning when he reaches a certain stage, he becomes softer. It's like that barzel that goes into fire. The kamosha barzel kshabav b'soda eishu misrachich kachem ro tamar chacham shemizgaber eslo kochei if shita chacham that gets hot. So one, hopefully, he will reach a level that he will then become soft because he has trained himself in this area. It's got to be kasha. You got to be kabarzel. That word kabarzel is already alluding to the other gemara that talks about being soft. Because it's kabarzel that it's not like kasha ka'avanim, right? Because an even doesn't become soft in any heat, right? An even just stays. It gets singed a little bit, but it says dafka kasha kabarzel because that is what alludes to us the idea of always staying in control. Any quotes by the gemara and brachas also connects to that, but we're not going to do that right now. Okay. Let's continue. Says the Gemara. Two dots. Amr Rabbi Yavo Bar Kahana. three lines up from the bottom. For Rabbi Yehuda. Start from Rabbi Yehuda again. If you remember, the Mishnah had three different shitas in the Tanaim. How one prepares the shtei alechem and the lechem upon him. So the Tanakama had said the middle opinion. Tanakama said the prior stages are done outside, the lisha and the aricha, and the baking is done inside. Rabbi Yehuda says everything's done inside. Rabbi Shimon says everything's done outside. Everything's done inside. Rabbi Yehuda holds, as we'll see, because the Midas HaYaveh says Bekadesh, and therefore it would be a problem of Lina, and therefore Rabbi Yehuda would also hold that the Afiyah is Docha Shabbos. Or Rabbi Shimon would not hold that way, as we'll see. So relating to that Machlokas, Amar Rabbi Yavo Bar Kahana Vishnehem Mikrecha Darshu. They both darshin the same Pasuk. The same Pasuk. The Pasuk in Shmuel Aleph Perchaf Aleph. David HaMelech is running away from Shaul. If you remember the whole second half of Sefer Shmuel Aleph, David HaMelech, through no fault of his own, is running away from Shaul, who's trying to kill him, and he runs to the city of Nov Ir HaKohanim. And he comes there, Vayakam Vayelech Vayihonasan Bohair, Vayavo David, Nove El Achimelech HaKohen, Vayechrad Achimelech Lukas David. Achimelech is very scared. Matua Talavadecha Vishenitach. Everybody knew about David already. He wasn't the king yet, but he's there. Why are you alone? But you were David. Hamelach Tzivani Davar. So David lied. He wanted to get in. The king told me something. I'm on a secret mission, says David. And I can't tell you exactly why I'm here. Just give me some food. David was starving. He was on the run. He needed some food. Vayana Kohen as David Vayomer. And he said, what Achimelech answered, Ein lechem chol tachas yadi. I have no lechem chol in the entire city. Ki im lechem kodesh yesh, im nishmeru hana'arim achme isha. Right? If they still have it. But that's all I have. I only have lechem kodesh. Vayan David as hakohen, vayomer lo, ki im ish isha atzur lanu kitmol shel shom betzeisiv ayu klei anarim kodesh v'hu derechol v'af ki hayom yikdash bakeli. That's the pasuk that our Gemara is quoting. David HaMelech responds when they tell him they only have lechem kodesh. So he's basically saying, don't worry about it. I'll take it anyway. But he says it in this way: v'hu derechol af ki hayom yikdash bakeli. Right, and then just to read the continued part, v'yitin lo hakohen kodesh, and therefore the Achimelech says, okay, he gives it to him, ki lo hayasham lechem ki im lechem apanim ha-musarim yilefnei Hashem, lasum lechem chom biyom yilacho. He only had the lechem apanim. And we're going to have that other lechem chom, that's the pasuk that we darshan, that means it stayed fresh the entire week, as we'll see, Bez Shem HaNamed Beis today. And then he says, do you have a sword for protection? Okay, so let's see what the Gemara says. They both darshan this pasuk that David HaMelech responded to Achimelech HaKohen. Says the Gemara, V'hu derechol af ki hayom yikdash b'kli. Rabbi Yehuda savar b'chol ashkechinu tuka afule. David HaMelech came on a weekday, and he saw that they were baking the lechem upon him. Omer lehu, derechol ka afisule. No, derechol, you're baking it today. Af ki hayom yikdash b'kli ifsale belina. I see why you're baking it today. It must be because if you would put it into a kli sharis bifnim, it will be nifsabalina, and therefore you have to do it today, right? That is the shita of Rabbi Yehuda, right? Rashi says, Reb Shimon Savar v'Shabbos gashkechinu ta'aka afulei. He found them on Shabbos. Amar lahu lo derechol ba'isalem evdei. You could have baked it yesterday. You could have baked it yesterday. Midi tanur makadesh, shulchanu de makadesh. No, it's the shulchan that's makadesh. So you could have baked it yesterday, it wouldn't have been a problem. Right? It's machlokas exactly what happened in the story. The Radak points out on that pasuk, why was there no bread? Why was there no regular bread in the city? There was no regular bakery. There was only the lechem upon him. So the Radak deals with a couple of issues over there. This is one of them. Hech nasan lo. Lohaya b'chol ha'ir lechem chol sheyishal David me'echad b'nei ha'ir ad shudzur chachimech l'seizor lechem kodesh. Why? Because it was the city of Kohanim. The entire city, right? Novir HaKohanim. And therefore they had Shruma, they had lechem apanim. They didn't have anything else. Right, he said, "V'im tomar lama l'ratzel davar l'galas atzmo b'ir b'seiser bar l'achimelech hay l'achimelech l'vakish l'achem chom echab le'ayir l'achel Yisrael v'yichokrim l'achimelech b'avorki m'vakish oto." Why didn't Achimelech go and search for l'achem chol? Doesn't sound like he even went to search for it. But that is the interesting discussion of the Radak. We're going to have more of what he quotes. It's going to come up in the Gemara in a minute. So let's keep going. So the Gemara says, "Mimat says Amrit to b'shach afia ashkechinu." Is it really possible to interpret that David HaMelech found them while they were baking the bread? Vaksiv! But what does the next pasuk say that we just read? Vayitin la'kohen kodesh ki lo hayisham lechem ki lechem aponim ha'musarim milfnei Hashem. What does it say? He gave him lechem aponim. He gave him something. That means it was Shabbat. They weren't baking it. It was already baked. Right? They were removing the lechem aponim. They were going to put the new lechem aponim there. So you can't say that David came during the baking process. Ella... My derechol to ka'amrlehu. So what exactly was the conversation? What did David mean when he said derechol? Ha'chi ka'amrlehu. This is what he meant. Lech alechem ki'im lechem apanim ha'musarim lefnei Hashem. First Achimelech says, all we have is the lechem apanim that has been removed from in front of Hashem. Amrlehu, and David says, no problem. Lo mi boi hai. Not only this lechem apanim that you have just taken off the shulchan, tekiva denafak le mi me'ila derechol hu, since you take it off, and l'chora, they've burned the bazichin already, right? And now it's mutter for the kohanim to eat, so there's no more me'ila. So for sure, David says, I'm allowed to have that, because there is no iser de oraisa of me'ila. Kiva David me'ila derecholu, elafilu hechnami, tayom yikdash bekli, even what you're about to put on, or what you just put on. Havulei, that you could also give me. Delechol, that I could eat it. Why? Mesukanu, sakaras tefashas. I have nothing to eat. The Rashi says that Achzu Bomis, he got a fever. He was very sick, life threatening. So David's saying that's what he means by derechol. Not only what's chol now because there's no Isra Me'il anymore because it's been removed, but even if not, I could have had any because it is sakanas nefashos. Right? That is what David's conversation is. And what about the machlokas? If we don't interpret that they came b'shas afia, for Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon and Gemara pligi, they're arguing about they have a misora. They have a Masorah exactly when we bake the Shtei Lachem and Lachem upon him, and that's it. It's not based on this story. The Ganami, and also the Rai is the Lashon of the Mishnah, Diktani, Reb Shimon Omer, La'olam Avi Raga Lomar, Shtei Lachem and Lachem upon him, K'sheres Bazar, V'K'sheres Abeis Pagi. So that Lashon of Avi Raga Lomar, La'olam Avi Raga Lomar, sounds like this is a Masorah that goes back a long time. He's always been wont to say this phrase. That's how you know it's a Masorah. It's not based on the story. Shema Mina. So you know from there. Okay, we did a little Tanakh for today. Now we get back to the next Mishnah. Still talking about when items are baked. So yesterday's daf was the Shtei Lechem and the Lechem Aponim. So now we get to the Chavite Kohen Gadol. The Chavite Kohen Gadol, when are they prepared? Right, so we have a nice big Mishnah here, relating all to the elements of the Chavite Kohen Gadol and relating to the Shulchan. So Chavite Kohen Gadol, the special carpet that the Kohen Gadol brought every day. We said this is kind of his Minchas Chinuch that he brings every day. We discussed a few times already the Tam Vedas and the Zayim LaTorah back in Parshas Tzav, who talk about how we can learn the Minchas Chinuch of every regular Kohen and the Minchas Chavitin of the Kohen Gadol from the same Pasuk, because the Kohen Gadol's Minchas Chavitin is like a Minchas Chinuch, he should feel new and refreshed every single day. But that Chavite Kohen Gadol, Lishasan va'arichasan va'afiyasan bifnim. Everything is done inside. Everything is done inside. V'dochos es ha-Shabbos. And it is Docha Shabbos. The Afia is Docha Shabbos. The Chavite Kohen Gadol are done every single day. Tchinasan v'harkadasan ain't a Docha Shabbos. The grinding of the flour and the sifting, the harkada of the flour, that's not Docha Shabbos. Right? That is the Shita of the Tanakama. So the Lisha and the Aricha and the Afia are all done on Shabbos, and these last two are not. Klalam Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva argues. Rabbi Akiva says this here. He says this in Rabbi Elazar de Mila. He says this in many places. Kol malacha she'efshal lasos ha'meir Shabbos. Ain't a docha Shabbos. No, any malacha that you could have done before is not docha Shabbos. V'she'efshal lasos ha'meir Shabbos. What you couldn't have done before, docha Shabbos. But, meaning what's the machlokas? Rashi. Afiyasan efshal lasos me'asmol. You can't do the afia from yesterday. Velo lisha va'aricha. Dekiva dekitsha bekli mifsabalina. Sounds like the same shita. Right, those things are, so we'll have to see in the Gemara. Sounds like the same shita, that because though lisha aricha that are done in the klisha race and the afia also cannot be done yesterday. So we'll have to see what the machlokas is. Stop there for a minute. There is a Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi this in Rosh Hashanah, Perek Aleph Halacha Ches. Yerushalmi asks if you have a context where something is Docha Shabbos and Machshirin are also, there are Machshirin, that's Rabbi Kiva Shita. Even Machshirei, he says it by Yantiv Ochel Nefesh, he says it by Mila, Machshirei Mila, Ardoche on Shabbos Kuflamid. So all these cases that you couldn't have even done the preparatory stages beforehand, that you could do on Shabbos. But anything that could have been done before Shabbos, you can't. What if you have Machshirin that couldn't have been done before? Are you allowed to do them at night, the night before you need it? Not just during the day. During the day, you're allowed to do it because EF Shalas was put in beforehand. But what about at night when you can't fulfill the mitzvah yet? That's the Yerushalmi's question. Dover shehu docha es haShabbos bayom, machshirin ma'u sheyitchu es haShabbos balayla. Right? Are you allowed to do that? Are you allowed to do the machshir the night before? We'll have to see what the importance is. Ask the Yerushalmi, v'hatanina, didn't we learn it in Mishnah? He'emidu osin chavitin, la'asos chavitin. Right, didn't we learn it in the Mishnah in Meseches Tamid that the people that were doing the chavitin got up to do the chavitin? Explains the Karbon Ha'eda, dahainu, lahachem chamin v'shar tzrochav, v'zeh ha'yakodim alos ha'shachar, shari achar gacha yitshum ha'deshen. So you see from here, shabalayla ha'yimichinim makshir v'afilu b'shabbos. Right, doesn't that prove that you can even do it the night before? So the Rishami answers, oh, maybe that's talking about a weekday, that Mishnah Tamid. But this is the question that is asked by the Yerushalmi and the issue that is brought up. Machshirin, that are EF Shalasos beforehand, are you allowed to even do it the night before? So the Yerushalmi seems to say yes, but then rejects the Raya. Related to this, stop there for a minute. There is an Odebi Yehuda. An Odebi Yehuda asks, somebody is making a bris during the 9 days. Who's making a bris during the 9 days? A little short tshuva. Arachayim Simen Chavches, 28th Shuvah in all of Nodabi Yehuda. Im Yesh Bila Mila Ben Amitzarim, right? So the halacha is that the Bali Bris are allowed to get a haircut, right? The day of. What happens if it is Sunday? Could they shave on Friday? Could they get a haircut and shave on Friday if somebody's making a Bris on Sunday? That's his Shaila. So, says the Nodabi Yehuda, what does this have to do with us? We'll see. Tshuva, hine ikar heter giluach bein amitzarim lebali bris, lo matzin lo borishan avol v'achronim. The iter heter of a baal bris to be able to get a haircut or shave during the 3 weeks, bein amitzarim, is not in the rishonim of the achronim. Right? Because even though the original 9 days idea, or at least Shavuot Shechava, was in Mishnayis and Maseches Tainis, this whole discussion of shaving, especially the heter of a Baal Bris, is not here. U'b'shulchan Aruch mevuar rak she'Baal Bris mutar lebosh levanim, aval milasaper lo nizkar davar. Doesn't say it in the Shulchan Aruch. V'ya'olam bekan tatsu minag heter. Why? V'lamdu midin yimea svira. Says the Nodabi Yehuda, they learn that from Svira. The Shulchan Aruch quotes it by Svira, so they also quote it here. Ve'im ledin yesh lachalik. Really, I could have been machalik, says the Nodabi Yehuda. Shoshani avelas chorbid beis hamikdash. Right, I would have said, as we mentioned in the past, Svira is much more makel, because there's no hint to that in Shas. Rabbi Kiva's Tamidim died at this time, but there's no nihukim of avelas in Shas when it comes to Yemei HaSvira, only about the Yemei HaMetzarim. But he says the Achronim are Mako Elio Raba Vinota Lahatir Hove Inu Rak Minog Vainu Kodim L'Shavu Shachabo. As long as it's before Shavu Shachabo, Vigam. And then he says Mashenagu Shem Hema Baali Bris Biyom Aleph Vaktim L'Saper Berav Shabbos Vilamdu Dinzeh Milag BaOmer. That's when they have a Baal Bris on Shabbos. The whole Havamina of the question asked another Bihud is because people know the Ramah. The Ramah that says when Lag BaOmer falls down on Sunday, like it did this year, so you're able to shave on Friday. Gamkin L'Daiti Inati. Also, I don't think you can compare the cases. Shebalag ba'omer hadavar yadua. Take of be'erev Shabbos sheyom aleph yilag ba'omer. Aval kan yishlachesh lachshada. Umi yada be'erev Shabbos sheyimila b'yom aleph v'shezeh ha'ish yemoel o asandik. Maybe things are going to happen in between. It's not as vadai as the date. V'day lahatir bo bayom. It's enough to about that to be owed. And also, they had to rely on Omer Maskel Tekef Belel Mosi Shabbos. Lidi Don, She'in Omer Mtachet Bebin Chashal Afanav. V'yim Kein, Kivet She'mutter Tekef Bemosi Shabbos, Enochot She'yah Shabbos Aser. if Lag BaOmer starts at night, right? When's the din d'oraisa building a bonfire? Right? When is it? It's right away at night. Ava bale bris ulai gam balayla. That was a joke. But the night before a bris, why should they be able to get it? It starts right away. He says, if somebody has a bris on Monday, they can shave on Erev Shabbos? No, because you have a hefsek in between. So too at night, you have a hefsek in between, and therefore he thinks in this case one should not be allowed to shave or get a haircut on Friday. That is the tshuva of the Rebbe Yehuda. Okay, so that's the case. What does that have to do with us? So if you look on the bottom, as on the Aladaf, he quoted this. In the bottom of the Yerushalmi, there is an achron called Tzion Yerushalayim. The bottom of the Yerushalmi here. So he quotes, Ayin no debi Yehuda. Doesn't quote what he says. You got to look that up yourself. He says, Ayin no debi Yehuda. Umikan kasha alav. He says, it's a kasha. Because this is like a machshirin. This is a preparatory stage of the Mila. And it says, once you're allowed to do it, so then the night before, you can even be doches here too. The night before, you should be, you know, the Yehuda says, oh, you can't shave or get a haircut the night before, why not? We gotta have Bekias in Shas and Poskim to ask this kasha. Right, so he says, why wouldn't it be allowed? The Tzion Yerushalayim quotes that, no, the Yehuda. And he answers, Lanias Daiti says, no. Maybe you can be mechalik between a haircut for a mila and machshirin for the chavitin. Venira. The machshirin shetzrichim legufa mitzvah amrinon. The kivan shesofo litchos Shabbos gam balayla mutter. Ke'en shekazav haramban. Leading, like in another context. Avomasha ose rak lekavet amila. Velo letzarech hamitzvah. Ein lahati rak biyom hamitzvah. That's what he says. He says, you can't compare. What is that? Getting a haircut have to do with the mila? A kavet amila? So if you don't get a haircut, you can also do the mila. You can't do the chavitin without the machshirin. So that's part and parcel, so you can't compare the cases. And then he says, V'yishla hamtik advarim, to be'emes yishlachush, shemelo yovo l'chol mitzvah. Maybe it won't even happen, rachmana l'slan, maybe the baby will die before, and there won't be a milah. Ava b'machshirin, shegam b'yom yishlachush, shema b'ot sha'osik b'machshirin yamus avlad. V'yafilu hachi lo chashinan, on the day of, obviously you're allowed to do it, because you see you're not choshesh. Therefore, by machshirin, you see you're not choshes by day, therefore you're not even choshes the night before. But by the mila, there's no precedent for this, therefore, I would think only by mila would be allowed, and only by machshirin would be allowed, and not by mila. So, we learned to know the Behuda's Tshuva, and we learned the Tzion Yerushalayim, on the bottom of the Yerushalmi, in Meseches Rosh Hashanah. I don't know who that is, who wrote the Tzion Yerushalayim, I'm not sure, I gotta look it up on the at the beginning. Okay, we continue the Mishnah. Says the Mishnah, eighth line of the Mishnah. Kol Menachas Yesh Ben Maisa Kli Bifnim. Regular Minchas that we learned about a lot. They all have some type of Kli in the process. Bifnim V'ein Ben Maisa Kli Bachutz. We'll see in the Gemara what the source is. Shtei Alechem. Let's get to the dimensions now. The dimensions of the Shtei Alechem and the Lechem upon him. Shtei Alechem, Arkon, Shiva, Tvachim, V'rachman, Dalot, Tvachim. Their length is 7 Tvachim, and their width is 4 Tvachim. V'karnosav, Arba, Etzbos. Their karnos, their horns. Rashi says that they added on a little dough at the edges, sticking up like a horn. So they were 4 Etzbos tall. Right, that's the Shtei Alechem. Lechem upon him, Arkon Yud Tvachim, they're a little bigger. They're 10 Tvachim long, length, Verachman He Tvachim, and 5 Tvachim wide, Vekarnosav, Sheva Etzbos. Right, that's the, those are the dimensions. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Shlotete, Rabbi Yehuda says, so you don't make a mistake, Zadad Yahaz. So you don't forget which is what, so you have Zadad. Zadad is the Shtei Halechem, right, that's the 7 by 4 by 4, and the Yahaz, and the Lechem Apanim, which is the 10 by 5 by 7. So, thank you, Rabbi Yehuda. What, does that help us? If we forget the dimensions, we'll forget this Rashi Tevis also. Usually, Rashi Tevis have some meaning. What, how does this help us? So, first of all, Rabbi Yehuda likes to do these things. Rabbi Yehuda, Hayanose bo simanim, datzach hadash b'achav. So, we see Rabbi Yehuda likes to give Rashi Tevis. But, in the, where is it, the Tiferes Yisrael on our Mishnah, the Pharisee Israel said there has to be something about Zadad and Yahaz that are supposed to help us remember these things. Because these are just, what, the words that are not really words? So So he says, no, they are words. They are words. What are the words? Says the Tiferes Yisrael, V'tamua, de'imki mitzvah oleinu la'aso simanim la'torah, u'bepratis darko shav Yehuda la'aso simanim, k'ta ashkechan behagada, al kalpanim, kol mila shena amida la'simin, tzolch shiba shum ha'shmos ba'mila. Can't just be nothing. I know the Shulchan Aruch has some of these. Zatu buda rubiyu. Right? By trying to remember where they're, what the Dalet Parshi is. I don't think that those are words. Because the Tiferes Yisrael would say they are words. Unless you have some meaningless Rashi Tevas just to remember. But he says not. So he says, what are these? So Zadad is from the word dad. A dad, a breast of a woman which gives milk to a child. So the Shtei HaLechem and the Lechem upon him, this is one is talking about the first one. The Shtei HaLechem, he says that, as we see from other sources, that is mefarnes the world on some deeper level. Like the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah. So Zadad is from the word Dad because it nourishes, the Shtei Alechem nourishes the entire world. That's Zadad. And what about Yahaz? For the Lechem upon him. So Yahaz, obviously, so the first pasuk in Yishayo, Perach Avav. The pasuk says, Hozim Shochvim. What's Hozim Shochvim? Hozim for the word Yahaz. Al Shem Shalachim upon him, Mishunim Bazem, Mikol Menachas, Shehem Mislonim Vishochvim, Zayin Yomim Al Shochan. The complaining liars. Liars as if lying down, not liars, L-I-A. But the ones that lie down, the ones that complain a lot. Why? They should be complaining because they're lying there for a week. None of the other minchas lie there for a week. So that's how you remember the Yahaz. The Afilu Hachin and Nifsal and Bolina. And they still are not Nifsal Bolina, but that's Zadad and Yahaz. Says the Tiferes Yisrael right here. By the way, we're back in Perk. Mishnayis and Gemara are back parallel with each other. Right? Perk Yudalef is back. Because remember, 6 and 10 switched. The Prakim of Mishnayis and Gemara. Perk Yudalef, we're back. Shtei Alechem. Wherever you look, it's in Perk Shtei Alechem. Okay, so the Tiferes Yisrael says, there's meaning to it. Ben Zoma Omer, Vinasata ala Shulchan Lechem Panim Lefanai Tamid. Ben Zoma says, you will put on the Shulchan Lechem Panim, bread with faces. Lefanai Tamid. Lechem Panim, Shiilo Panim. Bread which has faces. That's how we'll see, is going to be folded up on the sides. That's Panim. See, Rashi on the, or the, Masar Sashas on the side also quotes another pshat, Pinim. Shiilo Pinim, it has corners. So maybe that's what it means. Either panim or pinim. Okay, either way. Hashulchan. What were the dimensions of the shulchan? Arko yud v'rachbo chamisha. Its length was 10 and its width was 5. Lechem apanim arko yud v'rachbo hei. As we said, it's the lechem apanim was 10 by 5. So what they used to do, right? Nosin erko k'neged rachbo shel ha'shulchan. The shulchan, which was 5 wide, they used to put the lechem upon him, which was 10 long, they put the length to the width. So how they squeeze it in? It was 10 and that's 5. They folded up the sides. Right? V'kofel tvachayim u'mechza mikan, tvachayim u'mechza mikan. They folded 2.5 tvachim on each side. Nimsa erko mamali rachbo shel ha'shulchan, div Rebbe Yehuda. So it was 5 wide, but the lechem was 10 long, so you got to put it in, and then you got to fold up half of it, 2.5 on each side. And it takes up the entire space then, right? The breads are next to each other. Rabbi Meir, Omer, no. HaShulchan Arko Yud Beis, Barach Bovav. Rabbi Meir says, no, the Shulchan was a little bigger. It was 12 by 6. So Lechem HaPanim Arko Yud Barach Bovav. He doesn't argue on those dimensions. So let's think about it according to Rabbi Meir. According to Rabbi Meir, you have an extra tefach to play with, right? Because its width is 6. So if you put the 10 in and you fold it up, no sin erko nekanega rachma shol shulchan, kofel tfachayim mikan utfachayim mikan, and he says you only fold up 2, right, you only fold up 2, and tfachayim rebach bemsa, so you got 2 tfachim in the middle of space. Kadeshit tiyeh haruach b'neshev es b'neim. You want to have a space so that the air could go inside so it doesn't become spoiled and rotted. I didn't yet, wasn't there a nace anyway that it stayed fresh for a week? Say, it's some klal nace. We do what we can, so it doesn't spoil, and Kadosh Baruch Hu does the rest. Abishaul Omer, Sham Hayu Nostim Shtei Bazichel Avod Shalach Vapanim. Abishaul says, no, that space that was used for something, that's where they stuck in the Bazichin. They stuck in the frankincense cups right in the middle of that space of the Lechem Apanim. Amrullah, they said back to him, Balok Varek Farnemar, Vanasata Ala Marechas Lavona Zaka. It says you put on the Marechas, on the columns, the Lavona. Amrullahem, Harek Farnemar, Balok Mata Menashe. What's the problem? A love als kesanais means next to. Just like in Perek Beza, Bamidbar, al means next to. Semicolon. So that is a little machlokas about where the bazichin were. The Mikdash David has an important discussion about what is, we had this way earlier, much earlier in the Masechta, when we say that there is, when we talk about the Lechem Apanim being a special type of a korban mincha, and there is kemitza done, so what exactly is the kemitza? So we usually understood that as the bezichin. When we take the bezichin, the little cups of frankincense off the shulchan, that's the kemitza for Lechem Apanim. And the Lechem Apanim, that's eaten by the Kohanim, that's the Shirai. That's how we usually understand that. And that's fine. But ask the Mikdash David, what's taken off first, the breads or the bazichin? Is it possible that the breads are taken off first? And if they're taken off first, could you ever have a kemitza done after the Shiraim already removed? Do you ever have that? So the Mikdash David in Chaf Beis Beis suggests, V'yesh la'ayin, ha-silik bazichin chashev kemitza al ha-lechem. V'kivan de-bashas silik bazichin, kfar ein ha-lechem al ha-shulchan, ma-shayach ta-avi kemitza al ha-lechem, ha-bina kemitza me'al-gavi ha-shulchan. How can you say this works as kemitza if sometimes the breads could be removed even before? They can't be eaten yet. They can't be eaten before the kemitzas are burned. The bazichin are burned, but maybe they can be removed. Who says that you have to take the bazichin off and burn them before they switch the breads on Shabbos afternoon? Maybe you can do that afterwards. It was indented. We're going to get to that also, right? So one day I was in. Right, that's obviously against Abishol. Maybe it was indented, but you can still slide out the breads. You can still slide out the breads or lift them up a little bit. But that's his Shiloh. So he says, Venera, it must be this is a different type of kemitza. Which makes sense that it's a different type of kemitza because it's not one goof that you're separating. Venera, the afilu misalig tchila halachem, viachagacha bazichin mikomakam havika kemitza. It's still not a problem. Why? The silik halachem atzma osa kemitza. You don't have to say the silik of the bazichin is the kemitza. You can also say the silik of the lechem is the kemitza. Why? How can you say that? Isn't that the Shirayim? No, delo dami l'shar kemitzas, t'tzarek levarer eza l'komets ve'eza l'shirayim. Usually by a kemitza, you have to separate. And you have to take the kemitza, and you have to separate it from the Shirayim. Mash'egi malachim apanim, you can look beforehand and know what's the kemitza and what's the Shirayim. Kiva debarer komets didei, va'kemitza hirak ha'hafrada, chelek gavoa mechelek hedyot, the act of kemitza is separating the komets from the shirayim. So it doesn't matter if you take the komets from the shirayim or the shirayim from the komets. In a regular case of a karban mincha, there is no shirayim and komets yet. Until you do it. That's why you got to take the komets. Masha'enkein, if it's already separated, then you can take whatever you want. Even if you take them off at the exact same moment. Gamkin yira demahani, still okay. Avagav deino nemafred abazichem in alechem. You don't have to take the bazichem in the lechem. To av kishehen al hashulchan harehen mufradin. To lavonim munachas bebazichem rak hashulchan mitzarfon. Ukshem misalkem in hashulchan mufradin vavik kemitza. That's an important ha'ara of the Mikdash David relating to the kemitza. Relating to the kemitza that it can be the bread or the bazichem that are taken off. Let's go weiter. Says the Mishnah. As we discussed on Shabbos, there were four tall sideboards of gold that were next to the Shulchan. Four tall sideboards. Mufutsalim Mirashan that had they had slits in it to fit the pegs. You put two each on each side. There were 28 little pegs that were used. Kechati Kanech Halul. That were hollow and they were shaped like a half of a semi, like a semicircle. Our boss will say the zev, the yudal will say the zev. 14 on each side. 14 on each side. How do you get 14? Because it was two per bread. I'm sorry. Each side had six bread, so two per bread plus the two on top. So it's 14 and 14. Period. Lo sidur kanev velonatilas dochas Shabbos. The sidur, the putting the pegs in and taking them out, are not dochas Shabbos. As we'll see, that is a shvus. This is an example of a shvus b'mikdash, right? Putting this in, so you can't put them in or take them out on Shabbos. So what do you do? What do you do when it comes to the Shabbos breads? Ella nechra. So the whole week they stayed on these pegs, so that there's air in between. But what do you do on Shabbos? Nichnas me Erev Shabbos. On Erev Shabbos, the coin goes in v'shomto, and you take them off. You take them out. so that from Friday to Shabbos, the bread's just sitting on top of each other. Right? You take out the pegs, and you put it down next to the shulchan. Just put them down. You put it down lengthwise, because all kalim, as we'll see, have to be the same direction in the heichal. And therefore, and then you take the breads, and then on Sunday, you go back in, and you put the pegs back in under the new bread that you had switched yesterday. Fine. Call a kalim shayiba. Mikdash erkan larkosho bias. As we just said, all kalim have to be lengthwise facing the right direction. Gemara. How do you know this? That all Menachas have the kli used inside. Amar Mari Omer. Vayomer Eli. Yecheskel says, Zeh makom sheyivash l'sham ha-kohanim. This is the place that the kohanim cook. Es ha-asham ve-es ha-chatas. The asham and the chatas. Asher yofu es ha-mincha. And the place where they bake the mincha. Levilti otzi es ha-chatar ha-chitzona. Without taking it out, because they're all kachay kachim mincha domi to asham v'chatas, and we compare the mincha and the asham v'chatas in the same pasuk. Ma asham v'chatas tunin kli, ap mincha nami tunin kli. Just like asham v'chatas need a kli, so too mincha. What kind of kli do they need? So is this a raya that shechita needs a kli? And again, like Rav Rishonim, is this talking about a different kind of kli, not the knife? Is it talking about the mizrak? But this is the language that these animals require a kli. Period. Hashulchan arko asara. The shulchan we said is length 10. Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Ledivrei ha'omer tzvachayim u'mechza kofel. According to the one who says you fold up 2.5, that was the first opinion. Nimsa shulchan mekadesh chamish, shulchan mikdash chamisha asar tzvachim l'mala. So it must be that the shulchan is 15 tzvachim high, because you have 2.5 times 6. Right, 2.5 folded up each time. The shulchan has to be as high as the highest bread, so the shulchan has to be 15 tvachim high. With divrei omer tvachayim kofel, but if you say that only fold 2 tvachim up, so nimsa shulchan mikdash chamisha asar tvachim le. I'm sorry, I skipped. With divrei omer tvachayim kofel, nimsa shulchan mikdash yud beis tvachim lemala. So it's only 12 up. So depending on how much you fold, the shulchan has to be as high. Ah, veika kanim. Don't the kanim take up space, so it should have to be even taller. So kanim shakui mishakilu. No, as we said, the kanim are shakua into the breads themselves. They made the breads with like an inner going in indentation, so the pegs could sit in there. So that is why it didn't take up any height. My time. One second. Why do you put the pegs in at all? Because you don't want the breads to become spoiled. So come on, lechem. What do you mean? But you're not gonna have space. Basically, because you're telling the pegs went into the bread. The magvalei porta. No, you have a tiny little airspace. Tiny little space, lift it up, but that's not enough to count as an extra height. V'yayika hi porta, as we're about to say, so therefore shouldn't it be higher than 15 or 12, because you have that little space. Kiva de lo havi tefach, lo chashav lei. No, it rounds off. V'yayika bazichin. One second. Don't you have the bazichin now? And the bazichin take up height. So the Gemara says, no, but gabi de lechem aviyasvi. No, it was on the same height as the lechem. It wasn't on top of the lechem, it was on the same height. Vilo bahadi lechem avikaimi. And it was next to it. Period. Vika kronos. What about the little kronos that we just described that go on the corner? The extra dough on the corners of the breads? Karnos le gavei de lechem kaif luhu. No, the kronos, after you made them, they were bent into on the lechem. The lechem alayu nachlei. And the lechem on top of each one were on top of these, meaning it didn't take up any space height-wise. And therefore, it's not a problem. There is, just before you turn over, an important discussion on the bottom. We might not have time to go into this now, I'll just mention the question. Kashali, bottom line of Rashi. Rashi says, what about the bazichin? So the answer is, it was with the lechem. What is Mekadesh the Lavona? The frankincense. What's Mekadesh the Lavona? Is it the bazichin or is it the shulchan? Rashi wonders, why is it asking? Kashali, am I parachachi, the shulchan or Mekadesh the bazichin? Rashi asks, Rashi says beferish. He's assuming that the kli, the bazichin, is mekadesh the lavona. So what's the shulchan? What are you saying? You need the shulchan. What's the assumption of the Gemara that you need the shulchan to be higher than the bazichin, and that's why the Gemara says, it must have been higher. What do you mean, as Rashi? The bazichin could be above the shulchan, right? The shulchan is not mekadesh the bazichin. The bazichin is mekadesh the lavona inside of it. That is a huge discussion, because if you look in Rashi says the same thing earlier on Daf Chesed Aleph, but the Gemara in Zayinim Abayz quotes that you could bring a raya that you can makadish a kli al gabi karka, a kli that's on the ground can be makadish. You don't have to be holding it. What's the raya? That the shulchan is makadish lavona. So that's a big shaila on Rashi. Rashi here, Rashi there, the Chesam and Aleph. How could Rashi say that the Lavona becomes sanctified from the Bazichan and not from the Shulchan? It seems to say Beferish otherwise in the Gemara on Daf Zayin Amabase. So the Brisk erupt gets into the act, and Chedusha by Yaleh, many Akronim get into the act. Maybe there are two stages of Kedusha. There's a Kedusha in the Bazichan and the Kedusha on the Shulchan, but that is an important discussion to be aware of. Okay, let's continue though now. The Aika Mizgarto. So we're still talking about the height of the Shulchan. Isn't there a Mizgeres? Right, there's a special lattice work on it. Doesn't that take up some height? So no. Kimanda Amar Mizgarto Lamata Haisa. But the lattice work was, and the board that the lattice work was on was under the bottom tabletop. Therefore, it didn't take up any more height. Well, Lamata Amar Mizgarto Lamala Haisa. And what about the one who said that it was Lamala? Pirkude Havima Farkada. It was really bent. It was bent out, like procton means to be bent over, like either on your back or on your stomach. So it was bent out. And the lechem was in it. So lamaisa didn't take up any height. Kidatanya, like the Brisa says, Rabbi Yossi Omer, lo hayishem sneifim el miskarta shel shulchan ma'amedes es alechem. The miskeres of the shulchan that held up the lechem, it was ma'amed alechem. Armulo miskarto lamata isa. And the other opinion is, no, the miskarto, the miskeres was lamata. So it's a machlokas. Machlokas tanoim, exactly how the shulchan looked. Related to this, though, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan says as follows, depending on whether they had this board, the miskeres, where it was, yeah, oh, nice picture there, right? But depending on where the Mizgeres was, that would reflect an important halacha in Hilchos Tumah V'Tahara. Why? L'divrei ha'omer Mizgarto lamata ha'isa. According to the one that says that the Mizgeres was below. According to this, then, the top of the Shulchan was flat. If the Mizgeres, this fancy thing, was underneath, so the top was flat, and that's where the bread sat on. One second. The Shulchan was made out of wood. Covered, but it was made out of wood. If it was made out of wood and it's flat, there are rules about flat pieces of wood. Are they makabel tumah or not? And we know the shulchan can be makabel tumah. Oh, so according to the one that says Mizgeres was flat, was lamata tabla hamisafechas tameya. So it must be that a tabla, a board that you could use either side, that means it's totally flat, tameya. It's tameya. Because there's a proof from the shulchan, because we know the shulchan can become tame. Right? The Mishnayos at the end of Chagiga discussed that they had to have shneim and shlishim of certain kalim of the base of Migdash because they could become tameh. With every omer miskarto lamala, I saw, but according to the one who says the miskaris was lamala, and therefore the top had a rim, it had a base kibul, so tavla misapechas tibaylacha. Then you don't know about a flat piece of wood. Or you don't know about a flat one because there's no raya from the shulchan. Period. Mechlal the shulchan bakibuli tumahu? One second. Are you telling me the assumption is that the shulchan can become makabel tumah? Why is that? Kli eitz ha'asu l'nachasu. It's a kli eitz that's made to be stationary. The chol kli eitz ha'asu l'nachas in makabel tumah. But a kli eitz that's made to be stationary is not makabel tumah. My taima, dumya de sak be'inan, because it has to be similar to sak to become tameh. Ma sak mital demali v'reikan, afko mital demali v'reikan. Only items that can be moved even when they are full. And here, this menorah is very difficult to move when it's full. So therefore, it's made to be lenachas, even though it was carried in the midbar, as we mentioned yesterday, but it was made to be lenachas, and therefore, it shouldn't be able to be mekabel tumah. So the Marian says, no. Shulchan Ami, mitaltel malei v'reikan. The Shulchan is mitaltel. So it's not a good example of a kli ha'asu lenachas. Why? Kidder Reish Lakish. Like Reish Lakish says, which we had earlier, Dam Reish Lakish, my desavel shulchan tahar, tar mechal dika tameh. Why, Shulchan, it could become Tameh? So, Ella, yes. They used to pick up the Shulchan and show the Oli Regalim. Umarin bo lechem, and used to show them bread. The Omrim lechem, and used to show them. Ruuchi baskel lefnei amakam. See how much Hashem loves you. The bread stays fresh a week later, so they used to pick it up. So you see, they used to pick it up. So this is not a true kli ha'asui lenachas, and therefore it can be mekabel tuma. Kedivrei Rabbi Shua ben Levi, Dar Rabbi Shua ben Levi, Neis gadol nasa b'lechem aponim, siluko kisiduro. The great neis that is taken off was just like when it was put on, just as fresh. Shenemar, as the pasuk says that we just saw before, lasum lechem cham biyom hi lakcho. Period. That is the neis that occurred. Couple of points to point out. First of all, some of the items that we mentioned back on Daf Chavtes, when this Gemara also came in, the Radvaz has a tshuva where he wondered it was only done for the lechem upon him. The Radvaz in Chelek Vav 2,178. Vekashali, he says, I was asked that which it says that he used to pick up the Shulchan and show the Oli Regalim. And he quotes the Gemara, Vekashalacha Hari Yisrael, lo hayu nechnasen, afilu binuam v'mezbech. How they see it? Right, the Shulchan and the Hechal. They picked up the Hechal, how they see it inside. But the Yisraelim were never even close to the Mizbeach. Eich Yiru imhu chamo tzonein. How can you see if it was hot or cold? What, they were very close, they could feel it? Mikom akom. Eich Yakirim racho yavish im omdim mirachok. So he quotes in the name of the Ritva, it must be they saw the steam coming up. Remember this Radvaz? They saw the steam coming up out of the bread. And then he asked, but what do you mean? Steam doesn't come out of fresh bread, it's only when you cut it. So when you cut it, so how is it? Shalora isi mi yomai, ola hevel mi alechem, afiluk shucham, elvazan shachotchem oso. And so he said it must have all been part of the nace, the Radvaz says. Must have been all been part of the nace, that there was steam coming up from it to show that it was fresh. Number one. Number two, the Mishnah Lamelech points out that there seems to be a machlokas between Tosfos and the Rambam. Because the Rambam, when the Rambam quotes this halacha, the Rambam says in Hilchas Mitame Mishkavu Moshav that they used to, when they lifted it up, they used to say, Hizaru Shalo Tigu Bisholchan. Bishah Shemarin Osololi Regalim. Make sure you don't touch it. They weren't near it. So the Mishnah Bach points out, according to the Rambam, it must be they were motzi it also. It must be they took it out. Not just they picked it up. Tosfos seems to say they just picked it up. But the Rambam seems to say they took it out because they worry about touching it. They weren't near it. How were they able to take it out? That was part of the chiba. That was part of the nace. That's what he points out. The two different the machlokas between Tosfos and the Rambam. But he quotes that he feels that there's a raya to the Rambam based on the Mishnah Pirkei Avos. Okay. Anyway, but that is the Mishnah Malach. Number three. In the Magalias Hashas, this also he mentioned then a Daf Chavtes, but it's good to remember because it was 70 days ago, 70 daf ago, where one of the Achronim asked, why dafko does this nace show the love Hashem has for us? Right? There were 10 nisim that happened every day in the Beis HaMikdash. Dafka, this nace shows Chibas Hashem to us. So he quotes the Gemara in Yuma, where Yuma Daf Ayin Vav asks, why the month fall every single day? Why not once a year? Right, Hashem could have made it that it doesn't, right, that nace like that. So there are two answers given. The first answer given is that it's like the father who wants to give allowance to his son every day and not once a year. Because I want my son to say hello to me. I want him to be to talk to me. If I give him once a year, I'll never see him. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to daven to him every single day. So that is why he gave us the money every single day. Who knows if we're going to get it tomorrow, so we have to daven. Answer number one. Answer number two was, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who knows if HaKadosh Baruch Hu could keep it fresh for a year. That was answer number two. So, says this Achron, says the Magalias HaShas, but 1 second, the Lechem HaPanim stayed fresh the whole week. So what did that show? That answer number one is right. So therefore, when you lift, and what was answer number one? Hashem loves us, He wants to hear from us. So that's why Dafka, the Lechem HaPanim, is what shows the love that Hashem has for us, because we lift it up, and that shows answer number one is right, and you mind love. And that's the, Hashem wants to hear our tefillahs. Okay, Charifus. Harifas. And we also discussed then why do you lift up the shulchan? Why don't you just lift up the breads? That was that. But one other important ha'ara related to tum and tara, and that is there is a machlokas Rambam Raivin in Hilchas Kalim. In Hilchas Kalim, the Rambam has a shita which the Raivin doesn't know where he got it from. The Rambam says this whole discussion about a kli ha'asui lenachas. Says the Rambam, kol kli eitza asui lenachas, any wooden kli that's made not to be moved. Afilu eno mekabel ala davar muat. Even if it's small, it's not mekabel tuma. If it's not made to be moved, it's not mekabel tuma, even if it's a very small kli. Any kli that's made to be moved, even if it's very big, if it's made to be moved, it is mekabel tuma. The only rule about mole verekon, you have to know how big it is, that's only if bistam. It's not specifically designated either way. It's not meant to be stationary, it's not meant to be moved. You know, it's somewhere in the middle. Sometimes it stays there, sometimes it's moved. That's where you have, it depends how big it is. But if it has a specific purpose, it's made to be moved or not to be moved, then that's clear. And you don't go by size. That's the Rambam Sheet in Kalim Gimel Aleph, Vidvarim Elu Divrei Kabbalahain, Umi Pia Shmua Lamdu, and he quotes that, and the Ravid says, Davar Ze Eini Yodea Mi Ayin Hotziu. I have no idea where you got this from, this whole long Ravid here. That's an important Rambam Ravid to be aware of. Okay, we'll have to stop here. B'nai Hashem, we will continue. Tomorrow night, B'nai Hashem, we'll have a shiur related to Zman Grama, the definition of Zman Grama. Okay, so that's a big topic, but we'll talk a little bit. This came up last week, the definition of Zman Grama relating to avodos that are only by Yom. So we'll continue with that. Okay. Today's shiur again is sponsored. This week's shiur is sponsored in memory of Walter Weiss by his son, Daniel Weiss. We thank you for the sponsorship.